Welcome back to the STARS online live chat. Dato, we've received a lot of emails on the digital divide. I think that is another area which many people have questioned us, and you to share some light on that issue. Can you share with us on what are the steps that has been taken to narrow this gap of this digital divide policy plan?
Yes, the digital divide actually has been an issue with us for the last 10 years now. Okay, even when we were at the National IT Council, this was a major concern. EPU actually now spearheads the whole initiative to undertake the task of bridging that divide. And precisely the whole initiative on broadband rollout, especially to handle that, i.e. when we talk about the broadband for the general public, the zone 3 for that is largely to handle the rural sector, and therefore in the process try to bridge the divide. But earlier when we talk about the 50%, I should clarify that 50% is the averaging, okay, of the national figure. So in the Klang Valley, it is said it's about 60+, you know, percent. When you put in business establishment, in some business establishment it's 100%. Where we have set up MSC centers, it's 100% above 220 mega, you know. Okay. But when you move it towards Sabah, Sarawak, then that's where the divide is. Right. What are the initiatives being used? One, the need for the major rollout on the broadband. So the infrastructure must be there, the highway must be there. Secondly, I think is the access to technology, the access to computers, the access to the infrastructure itself. And for that part, mostly has played a major role, aside from, I think, other agencies and that, like the other Kementerian giving computers, Minister of Education giving computers and all these things. Of course, it assumes that there is connectivity. See, PCOM as an NGO does a lot for making computers easily accessible to people. In Mosti, to Mimos, we have developed two computers. One is called the IDOLA, which is a laptop, okay, of a world-class quality, less than 1,000 ringgit. And then another tablet, we call it, which is previously known as Magic Computer. We have renamed it as G9. Okay, G9, named after Tun Jin. Right. And that will be priced at less than 500. With all key services already locked in, not less than a dozen. And with that kind of accessibility, we hope that that can be digital began. On top of that, there are small initiatives under the MCMC to set up the Pusat Internet Desa, KKLW, Kementerian Luar Bandar, and then Wilayah also doing that. And we in Mosti, we have just done a pilot, what we call Info STI. Now, these are kiosks in the rural sector that is equipped with the standard items and computers that you have. But it's meant not for just surfing, but giving access to information, that is government services information, as well as the technological information. And to all this kind of thing, we hope that that will be so. Because the awareness program has been access to computer, as I already stressed just now. I think in terms of awareness, the other one is the content part. There has to be good content for people to use the computer. And content is not just surfing the net. Content quality programs, and I think in terms of content, Malaysia has done very far. We have almost 2,000 services now that can be made online. Not less than 20 flagships, including application for passport, application for licenses, and many others. So actually, my view is content is sufficient, but we have to develop more attractive content. But it is maybe more on the infrastructure to deal with that. And with that, I think we hopefully, as we venture into the 10 Malaysia plan, I think we should see the figures improving. In terms of the gap of the divide.
Okay. Now, there was also questions on whether what are the types? are they laptops or are they desktops? Are you giving out laptops also as under this whole plan or?
Well, the IDOLA laptop and the tablet, which is almost like a wall version, it can also be a table version. These are small tablets, yes. In the past, Mimos were involved more under a subsidiary in terms of the supply of more like desktops, okay. It just depends, I think, on the, what is this used for. Mm. Mobile people, of course, tend to use the laptops. Yeah. The school teachers now prefer laptops because they can, mobile among between classrooms, and so they tend to be, I think, it's determined by how permanent is the item required in a particular location. But I think it's fashionable to go for laptops. And in the world today, when we announced at CDAC, CDAC is a Commission on Science and Technology of the United Nations, when I announced that we have produced a laptop that's less than $300, I think they're all heads turned. And then Tunisia, many of the African countries, and even in ASEAN, are placing in orders on the laptop.
So we are the first, can we say we are the first in a plan like this?
No, I think, yes. And then, of course, it's specifically developed with the intention to roll out the broadband. Okay, we'll roll out the broadband, and that could be adopted. The government could take it on there and, support the use of that for the school or for the household. Then I think we can cut the divide very, very fast.
Thank you so much, Dato. Thank you so much, Dato. We'll take a short break. Mm. Dear viewers, we'll be right back after a short break. Mm.